The General Secretary of the All People's Congress, Razak Puku, says the policy directives of the party are practicable and will mitigate the impact of the economic hardship that the country is facing. He said to transform the economy, an APC government will ride on the back of agriculture linked to industrialization. Mr. Puku spoke to Agatha Samon behind the news on the 2016 manifesto of the APC, which was launched yesterday.
We are going to make sure that Ghana economy become an export base instead of import base, because as we speak now, we import practically everything. And if we continue on that path, there's no way our currency will be strong enough against the major trading currencies. So we are going to take production and the manufacturing sector very seriously, so that instead of importing, we would rather be exporting, so that the city can be appreciated against the dollar and other currencies. This will be based on taking agriculture very seriously. That's why we are saying that there's a need to link agriculture to industrialization. So what we are proposing is that every agriculture product that has exportation value, we are going to establish a processing factory for it. In doing so, you'll be adding value to all these agriculture products, you'll be creating jobs, you'll be creating work, and the economic prosperity that we are talking about will be achieved. In order to make Ghana an advanced economy compared to the developed economies, they are rather exporting technology, but we are still relying on exportation of the raw materials, which it doesn't give us enough foreign exchange or remittances. So we need to change the educational curriculum, whereby our emphasis or focus will be on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education. In doing so, we're able to channel graduates who have the skills and the technical know-how, so that a time will come, Ghana will also be exporting technology.
What will also be some of the social intervention policies that an APC government will pursue?
One of the social intervention policies that we are going to implement is unemployment benefit or allowances. We also have child benefit or allowances. We also have maternity benefit or allowances. And we also have creativity development fund. If you realize, most of the youth find themselves in the sports, the entertainment, the credit app industry, but the fund to empower them is missing. So that's why we are going to introduce creativity development fund for them to access that.
The APC General Secretary also spelled out the policy directives on energy and corruption.
We are going to adopt strategic energy mix policy, whereby we are going to divide the country into three. The three northern regions, there's availability of sunlight always. To make sure we set up solar energy to take care of these three regions at cheaper cost. And when it comes to the middle belt, Ashanti, BA, Eastern, we use hydro for them. Then the coastal one, we use wind energy for them, since they are closer to the sea. So we are going to have a mixed energy approach to solve the downside that we are facing. It's more cost effective than boiling generators before you get electricity.
So this is a policy direction of the APC for the energy sector.
And also we need to restructure ECG to make sure that there's efficiency and effectiveness in the collection of tariffs, and people pay proper tariffs, and you partner the private sector in that regard so that they will deal with the collection of the money. If they're able to do that, there will be an efficiency in the collection of the tariffs and value for money.
Now, let's go to corruption. How will an APC government tackle corruption?
Fighting corruption is making sure that you strengthen institutions to make sure that they work. And there should be a commitment of dealing with it. We are going to make sure that institutions work. And institutions that deal with investigation of corruption are also resource and power to work, like Yoko Shiraj and the rest. And also, we need to reduce the powers of the presidency, the executive, so that the appointment from parliament could be reduced. If that is done, our parliament can have a proper oversight on the executive. And we shall also make sure that there's an independent prosecutor.
You heard APC's General Secretary Razak Ojopoku on the policy directives in the party's 2016 manifesto. Meanwhile, the APC has refuted allegations that the party plagiarized the manifesto of the NPP. The General Secretary of the party, Razak Ojopoku, told Radio Ghana that the APC had the advantage of launching its manifesto first, while the NPP is still putting things together in order to launch its manifesto. He said the APC flag bearer Hassan Ayariga and the party executives prepared their manifesto based on carefully studied rudiments of the nation's challenges and opportunities which the NPP lacks the capacity to pursue.
APC, we have demonstrated Ghanaians that we are serious than any other opposition party. NPP elected Nana Akufo-Addo before Dr. Hassan Ayariga, and if they have not been able to put their policy document together to launch it, and they sit down for APC, who was just formed this year, had our final certificate this year on the 22nd of April, to subsequently launch our policy document today, and they are now crying like babies that we have stolen their ideas. I think that it's just quite unfortunate, but one thing I want to say categorically is that APC hasn't stolen an idea from Nana Akufo-Addo, because when it comes to policies and programs, Nana Akufo-Addo is ideologically bankrupt, because there is somebody who is promising one dam, one village, who is promising one district, one factory, whereby his running mate also promising one constituency, $1 million, which is childish policy statements they have put out there. And I think what the APC document contains, Nana Akufo-Addo together with all his policy committee members cannot come up with such a policy. And that's why they are struggling to even launch their manifesto.